Everyone, we are now continuing in the Sefer Avos Chesed, Halacha Gimel. I just want to clarify one point that was a question yesterday that we asked. I asked Rabbi Beller. Someone asked me yesterday, what is the definition of an ani in this book that is going to make it that an ani takes precedent over an ashir? Well, how do you define a poor person? I said yesterday that the standard is whether or not the guy can pay his bills, whether or not he's capable of making ends meet at the end of the month, or whether or not he's struggling. Sometimes he makes it, sometimes he doesn't. And that is the halacha l'maisa from the poskim of Zmanenu, that says Rabbi Beller. Okay, so the definition of an ani is in that way. The idea of the tam chui that some other people brought up is definitely the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, etc. But lemaise, in our times, we do not use that standard of the 200 zuz that we discussed. The bottom line is, can you cover your bills? Okay? If you have a specific question on your situation, do not rely on that definition. It may be different because so many people cannot cover their bills, but somehow they have one deal at the end of a few years that covers many years of bills. So that's the general rule. There are, of course, exceptions to the rule regarding paying your bills, but that's the standard definition of an ani. Another law that I still don't have the answer to that Rabbi Beller is right now researching is the Chafetz Chaim does not discuss making a loan to a person in Eretz Yisrael, and that the aniyim of Eretz Yisrael take priority even over your local aniyim. There is poskim like that. I remember this from years ago, and Gershon Bird Zatzal asked me, can he write such a letter? I never saw the letter that he wrote, but I told him to write it with Rabbi Beller. Rabbi Beller is trying to find that document where there is some people who hold that aniyim of Eretz Yisrael take priority even over your neighbors, okay? So let's see if that pans out. Lemaisa, I don't remember. Gimel, we go to Gimel now. Now we want to know, im haya echad mehem krovo. You have one guy who's your relative, v'hu mi'ir acheres. So my relative lives in, my brother lives in New Jersey.
Excuse me, can I just make a small request?
Yes.
Today is my mother's yahrzeit, so can we
Okay, you're going to give me a coffee?
Yeah, well, it's on the list, you're free. It's free, it's sponsored.
If I get a coffee, then I'll say your mother's name.
Talk to Eitan, he's supposed to have a list posted, you just have to write it down.
What's her name?
Elka Bat Yechezkel HaKohen.
Bat Yechezkel, wow, I know who you were named after. Kohen. It should be Elias Neshama for her this year, all the Torah that we learned, and everybody's going to get a free coffee who's in the yeshiva.
It's paid for.
It's paid for, okay? Yes. Excellent.
Thank you, Yisakar.
Thank you. Now, let's begin. So one of them is your relative. That's, let's say, my brother in New York. Another guy who's not my relative, he is in my neighborhood. He lives next to me. So which karo, remember we said that they're imach, the word imach in the pasuk, es ha'ani imach, with you. That with you has two definitions, relative and with you, like physically, and with you in your neighborhood, who lives in your neighborhood. Those are the two definitions of imach. So now we want to see which one of those beats the other one. The two definitions of imach are head to head now. You have a karov on one side, but he's not in my neighborhood. And I have another guy who's not my brother, he's Yecheskel, and he is in my neighborhood. So who wins? Who wins, assuming all other things are equal between them? They both have the same financial status, etc. Who wins? The answer is Hakarov Kodem. This is a Rashi in the Gemara of Baba Metzia, who says explicitly this pshat, that a karov is more, your relative is more imach than your city, the people of your city. Okay, he's more imach. So head to head, my brother would win over Yechezkel. Now, this is a chiddush now that we are going to see now, the incredible precision of the Chafetz Chaim when he writes. Look at this law. Ima karov yachol lahasig bekal lilvos ma'acherim. Let's assume my karov, my brother Benji, he has an easy way to get the loan from somebody else. Okay? V'she'eno karov, eno yachol. But Yechezkel cannot, doesn't have credit lines with other people. It's either me or no, or he's not going to find it. Whereas my brother Benji, who's in New Jersey, he has other people who can borrow from. Everybody's rich in New Jersey. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that was a joke, Nira Lechora. Nira Lechora, look at those words. It appears, apparently, to who called him La'akarov, that Yechezkel will now beat my Karov. That's what he's saying now. Why? So let's go to the Tiva Chesed and try to see what's the problem. Why is he not confident, the Chafetz Chaim in his psak, that Yechezkel beats Benji? The answer is, Biksas Raya, Miksubis. He has a small Raya from the Gemara Ksubis, Daf Samach Zayin. Now here, look at the case. Yasom v'yasoma. You have an orphan boy and an orphan girl. Shibaru lisparnes. They need tzedakah to live. Mefarnesin es ha-yasoma. You give the money to the little girl, the yasoma girl, the achar kach ha-yasom. And he and the boy gets mefarnes second. Why? So we already learned this last week, because a woman doesn't go knocking door to door. It's a big busha for her. It hurts her. But look at what the Chafetz Chaim does now. Bipnei sha'ish darko lachzor lapsachim, because it's his derech. Since the boy, a man, the yasom is a man. He's a male. His derech is to go knocking on doors. Va'isha, the girl ain't dark alachzor. She doesn't knock on doors. Therefore, he says, but look, but since he can find the money by knocking on doors and begging on the doors, and he's comfortable with that, that's considered having another avenue to getting the tzedakah. As a result of this, he pushes off, he loses to his sister, after be'emes ish chashuv me'isha, even though we know that a man is more chashuv than a woman, leaning Hashava Saveda regarding Hashava Saveda, because he's chayv in all the mitzvahs and she's not. So you see here that someone who's more chashuv, the boy, right, the man, because he has more mitzvahs, when it comes to being able to find parnasa by knocking on a door, that makes him lose his status. That's why is this a ktsas raya? This should be a good raya. Get rid of the near lechora. The answer is because over there, the reason that the boy is winning, he's saying, is because he has an ability to go collect it at the doors of people. That's his raya. So to Benji, you can get it from someone else. Therefore, I give it to Yechezkel. But he's leaving out the fact that the reason why the woman is because of her busha, her tsar. That's the real factor as to why she doesn't knock on the doors. So by our case of Benji versus Yechezkel, there's no busha over here for anybody getting a loan. Loan is not something that's humiliating. And therefore, I believe that's the reason why he writes Nira Lechora, that if Benji can get a loan somewhere else, Yechezkel beats him from this law of the Yasom and Yasoma. It's really not the best raya at all, because by the Yasom and Yasoma, I'll say it one last time, the Yasoma has busha that's closing her ability to go on it. It's not that she doesn't have another avenue. It's because she's humiliated to take that avenue. And maybe that's the reason why he doesn't want to extend this law with confidence. Fine. Bottom line is, right now, when we have one, when Benji can get another loan from some other source and Yechezkel cannot, Yechezkel's the winner. He gets the loan even though he's not my relative. Okay? Let's continue. Dalet. Uma nikri karov le'inyin zeh. Who is a relative regarding these laws? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Pashut didino kamo le'inyin tzedakah. It's the same law as it is regarding giving tzedakah. You have to prioritize your family. B'yoredeya simin reishnun aleph se'if gimel behagah in the Ramah over there. So let's take a look at that. I have in my version the Ramah opened up for us. Let's take a look at this and make sure we understand the priorities. Parnasat atzvo, this is the Ramah in Simin Reish Nun Aleph, Yoredeya. Your parnasa kodemes lekol adam. You do not give tzedakah until you are covered in your parnasa, that you're making your bills. Until you have your full sustenance that you need to live on, you do not give tzedakah, you're pater from tzedakah. After you take care of your needs, father and mother come first. They're the first recipients of your tzedakah. And they take priority over your children. Ubanav kodmim la'achiv, and your children come before your brother, and they vehem kodmim l'shar krovim, and your children, and then they take priority over all other relatives. That krovim and the relatives take priority over your neighbors. Vishchenav, and your neighbors take priority over anshe iro, the people of your city. And the people of your city take priority over another city. Okay? Now, one point here that I want to clarify is that when we say that you have to support your parents before you support your children, this is not talking about children that are samuch al shulchano, meaning to say that your children, you are raising them. If I don't feed Daniel, he's dead meat, even though the falal meikar adin. Maybe till 6 years old, I have a chiyuv to support my children. I think that's the halacha. Till 6 years old, the father has an obligation. After 6 years old, you tell them to go get a job. Lamaisa, that's not the halacha, and we have to support our children as long as they're supported in my house. They are, have the din of an ani. Okay? So let's assume you're little kids or you're teenage kids or you're married children. That you have to, if you don't support them, they're broke. They can't make it. They're in kolel, whatever. They got nothing. And your father would not be an ani. He's not an ani, theoretically. Then the kids win. So in other words, the only time the father is going to beat your children is number one, when they're in the same financial bracket. And number two, you are not responsible to fully support the kids. Okay, till they get married, etc. Even after they get married now, nowadays, it's not so simple that you don't have an obligation to support them. And even if you don't, what happens to them? They go down the tubes. Does your parents go down the tubes if you don't support them? If that's the case, that your parents are aniyim and your married children are aniyim, then your father comes first. Okay? Father and mother comes first. That's how to understand this halach and shulchan aruch. Okay? Fine. B'chein, I'm continuing in halach adalad now. B'chein mulchach b'sma. In the sma, that's one of the mefarshim on the Choshen Mishpat. Simin tzadi zayin yud aleph. Al kain, sarech lahakdim halvas avi v'imo lahalvas b'no. If you have to make a loan to your father or mother versus your brother or your children, your parents come first, and your children come before your brother. And now another chiluk regarding brothers. Ve'achiv me'aviv, a brother from your the same father is going to beat a brother from your mother. Okay? So a father's children is more karov than, let's assume your parents are divorced and you have siblings from your mother's remarried, half siblings, and half siblings from your father. The half siblings from your father are more karov, or your full siblings from your father. You know, you have the same mother and father. Still, the father is going to beat the brothers from the father, beat the brothers from the mother. Mishneim kodim l'shar krovim. But the brother from your mother is going to beat all other relatives. Okay? That is halacha dalet. These laws, I just want to make it clear. Nobody cares if you are very close with your mother. Nobody cares if you and your brother don't get along. If you're in a fight, da, 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 it doesn't matter. He's going to win. You understand? This is not about how you feel, unless the guy's a Russia or something strange is taking place. But besides those normal cases, your emotions are not going to be controlling right now. Okay? Are not controlling. You understand? They are not. You were abused by your parents. No one cares. The halacha. Unless something terrible took place, I don't know, then we're going to go ask Rabbi Beller. But if you don't like them, they're not the best parents, they neglected you, they were mean to you, I don't care. You still have to lend them the money first, period. You understand what I'm saying? This is an example of the things that Rabbi Green always used to say, that when I have my opinions and my belief system, and I see the Torah having a different value system, he used to say, highlight and delete. Your own value system, highlight and delete was his big words. I take the Torah premises, I highlight my belief, I delete it, and I insert, I copy into my brain the Torah's version of how I should value a certain situation. How should I evaluate? And that, as you've heard me say many times, is the definition of Das Torah. Das Torah is when your mind is in line with the Torah's mind, as opposed to just a person who knows the whole Shas, etc. Fine, that's great. If, assuming that you've been highlighting and deleting, then your Das is Das Torah. If you're not highlighting and deleting and just learning and memorizing and doing siyums, I love all that stuff, siyums, everything, but you're not highlighting and deleting, you are not changing the way you think and relate to situations based on the Torah you learned, you are not Das Torah. You can quote me on that. I'm being recorded. I'm sure many people will argue with me, but that's the way I understand from my Rebbe. This is one that if you actually try to take it seriously, will be very hard. Okay, I have my brother that I can't stand, or my little sister that, or whatever, and I've got my best friend in Joburg. We grew up together. I want to give him the loan. My sister's a nightmare. You got to give it to your sister. Goodbye, Charlie. There's nothing to talk about here. Okay, and this is
there a parallel to a degree in the halachas of Yerusha?
Yes, we're going to see that. That's very good. Yes, okay. By the way, we're going to see that in this book. It may take us a while to get there, but that is going to be a chapter here as well, a point that's going to be related. Okay? Now, one last law. I've got one more law we'll do, okay? Vida. This is halacha hey. Do hu hadini bo lefan of shnei ashirim. You have two rich men who come before you, echad mehem krovo, and one of them is your relative. He gets priority, okay? Now, you would think this is self-evident because what's the difference? He's not an ani, but we know that you have a mitzvah to give a loan to a rich man too. He's saying here that even though there are other places in the Hilchus Tzedakah where an usher is not going to get priority. For example, let's assume you have two rich men come to, you know what? This is going to take a while. I'm going to do it the right way, halacha hey, with the Netiv HaChesed. It's going to take us about 5 minutes or so. So let's stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. I don't give the Musar. Whenever my next time is, we'll continue here from Halacha Hey. But the main point that I want everybody to think about is this notion of what it is to have a relative, a neighbor in your building. Everybody can't stand their neighbors. Not everybody, but most people have problems with their neighbors and they want to kill their neighbors, etc. And here we're seeing here that it's the exact opposite. A shachein, a neighbor of yours, is this someone you have to try to take care of, okay? And you have to give them priority in these laws. And these are things that the Torah, maybe we should do a research project just understanding what a shachein is. Look at all the places in Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos when we discuss the necessity of putting yourself in around good people in your building or the buildings around you, right? Right around you, not just the city, the neighbors, mamish, and what power they have and what responsibility that they have and what you have towards them. I think these are things that we have to start highlighting and deleting, especially since most people's experiences with their neighbors stink, including myself. Everybody have a good day. Kol tov.
Kol tov, have a good day.
Yeah.